I'm Brett Carter. Thanks for choosing this KAXE-KBXE conversation. We are member-supported radio, a national public radio affiliate in northern Minnesota. We need your support for our radio broadcasts, our online content, and our podcasts. Become a member today at KAXE.org, and thanks for listening.
You are listening to KAXE's and KBXE's Youth and Radio podcast on 91.7 in Grand Rapids, 90.5 in Bemidji, and KAXE.org. Vinyl has recently been making a comeback in this modern age, but why is that? Records first started coming out to consumers in the late 1880s and were actually made out of a material called shellac. You'd play them on a non-electric gramophone driven by a spring, and they had a very scratchy sound. This was, of course, an upgrade from the previously used phonograph cylinder, and by 1912, the shellac records owned the music market. Starting in the 1950s, manufacturers started using a material called polyvinyl chloride, which is what they got their name from. This gave records a cleaner sound and allowed for more playing time. Vinyl retained the largest market even as new formats like the cassette tape became available. But once digital media like the CD came around, record sales started to drop, and by 1991, the record left the mainstream market and became obsolete. Records were still produced, though, as DJs, audiophiles, and collectors continued to use them. As of 2017, 48 record pressing facilities still operate in the world, 18 of those being in the U.S. alone. But now that vinyl is regaining traction in the media market, new and modern pressing machines are being put into record production lines. You can now find many newer albums out on records alongside CDs. In the US, there was a 260% increase in record sales, and in the UK, a 500% increase. Collectors, though, don't often buy new albums on new vinyl, but instead go to places where many old records can be found. One of these places is Bridges Pub in Bemidji, Minnesota, during KAXE's Record Days. I stopped by this sale and got the chance to interview some of the customers. I asked them why they enjoy vinyl and what kind of music they like to listen to.
It sort of has like something to the physical mentality of it, and it's just something nice to go back to. Yeah, you could spend hours here. It's great just looking through all the stuff, just seeing what other... Maybe you'll find something or find something new that you weren't even looking for before.
Just looking through and see if I can see some old stuff from back when I was younger.
Okay.
And also looking for some newer stuff for my granddaughter.
I've never gotten out of vinyl. I've had it all my life. Kind of the stuff I grew up with, 70s, 60s, 70s, 80s.
So why exactly is vinyl making a comeback? One part of it is ownership. As the first person I interviewed stated, there's something to the physical mentality of owning vinyl. With today's music, streaming services allow any person to access millions of songs from their smartphone or other device. Vinyl, on the other hand, is something you collect. It has also become a trend among young people, as they can have certain outlooks on the past. For more serious collectors, some can say there's a thrill to finding an old record hidden away. Another part of this vinyl comeback is the experience and sound quality. People can easily plug in their headphones and listen to any streaming service, but these vinyl enthusiasts will spend plenty of money on stereo setups with quality turntables just for the intent of actually listening to a record. Along with that, many enthusiasts and audio experts alike can agree that the analog audio provided by vinyl sounds superior to the compressed digital audio of today. And with vinyl, nothing beats that old scratchy and popping sound of an old record. Sometimes, with certain records, you can find special editions. You can find signatures, special songs only available on that record, and even clear or different colored vinyl. These are many things you won't get with streaming services, or sometimes even CDs. This is why certain records can be priced very high, unlike you would expect, and outdated media format to be. If you're an older collector, sometimes going and finding records you may have had while you were younger can bring back memories of that time. This can also even be true for the younger collector. Vinyl is a look into the past, different from history books and pictures. While you're listening to vinyl, you can truly travel back in time. As you can see, many people, young and old, love vinyl, so go ahead. Go to your local record shop or maybe even garage sales in relatives' basements and find this media format of the past. You're never too young or too old to embrace vinyl. Thank you for tuning in to Youth and Radio on 91.7 KAXE and 90.5 KBXE. I appreciate you listening to my show, and I hope that you keep coming back to hear more from young voices at Northern Community Radio. This program is supported by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund, helping to keep radio rockin', relevant, and real. I'm Ben Bartholomew, wishing you all the best.